So this is the Build a Better Business podcast today. And we were just having a conversation between Linda and Estella and myself. You see us all here on the screen. We were having a conversation about marketing and how to get our message out there to a wider audience. And so today I want to talk about one of the easiest, fastest ways to market your programs and products, easier and faster than any other way. And we all think, oh, it's social media. And Linda and I were having a deep dive conversation about, oh, we should probably add more video to our advertising. But how about if it's in your comfort zone to talk more and more on a one-on-one or in a small group setting, is to put yourself out there as a speaker. And so in December every year, we like to talk about putting ourselves out as a speaker. Now, it doesn't have to be, a big stage with 5,000 people in the audience, because very few of us would even be comfortable in that environment. I know we think we would until, we get invited to go there, and then we start going, oh my goodness, I don't know why, if I'm ready for that. But we could speak in small, more intimate settings. And so once you know what your content is and who your audience is, look to see where they hang out. Maybe it's folks that are hanging out at a Chamber of Commerce luncheon. Most Chamber of Commerce luncheons are maybe 40 people, give or take. At least that's been my experience. I'm in the Central Ohio, Columbus, Ohio area. And in Columbus, Ohio, there are a lot of little suburbs around Columbus, as in most of your towns and cities. And so each of those little burgs or communities or villages or cities, they all have their own little chamber of commerce. And so that's a great place to kind of stretch your speaking legs, if you will, and get out there and just give it a try. And it doesn't have to be over the top. Oftentimes on a chamber of commerce luncheon, they only need you to speak for about 20 minutes. And so you can put together some sort of an offer where you're bringing tons of value to the audience, and then it's a call to action at the end of your offer, and then you're done, 20 minutes. And I don't know about you, but I know all of us on this call, we all can talk for 20 minutes. So anyway, I want to share my screen and let you see exactly what that looks like. So bear with me here just a moment. See if it'll let me share. Okay, so this is my website. This is my homepage, and I am simply going to show you where I find some of this information. When you come across the menu bar here to the More button, we're going to come down to Entrepreneurs and Solopreneurs. We're going to click on that. And that is where the actual course is. And so we're going to talk about in this course how to create. And what I did is, here's all the information that's in the course. I just scrolled all the way to the bottom because we are in December. And here is the basics of public speaking and how to create a speaker one sheet. So this is what I would like for all of us to do that are listening on this call. If you have any products or services, or even if it's just a book that you've authored, or it's a course that you've written, or it's candles that you make, doesn't matter what it is, put together a speaker one sheet. And here is how to create that. Again, our first reaction to speaking isn't yikes. It's you need a speaker one sheet to attract and convince event organizers to hire you. So here is what you need. A speaker one sheet should answer these questions for the event organizer. How would you describe your area of expertise? Whom do you work with and give presentations to? What are the benefits of hiring you? For the leaders of the organization, for the participants in the ranks, or for organizational progress? What have you done that makes you an expert? Which groups have you worked with before? What did participants think of your contribution? How can you be reached for more information? So that leads us to the essentials. So, number one, have a headshot, have something that you would not mind that they right click on and save it in their gallery and they use it in their social media to promote their event. And so make sure that it's a headshot that you're comfortable with. And I will say, Linda, the la I saw one of you where I you're le anyhow, whatever it is, it's a different headshot from what I've seen before, and I loved it. It shows you in a little more casual headshot, and I really like it, so I'll mention that.
Thank
Have your
you.
name. Yes, have your name and tagline. Deliver. Here's just some examples. And there's one here, create one with more personality. I love this one. Divorce lawyer with the ability to end any marriage. That's a great tagline. I love this one. Hairdresser who spreads the rumor of your choice. Now, that's funny to me because I had owned salons for 25 years. That one was so funny to me. I even had to read that one to Mark when I ran across that one. It's a hairdresser, and her tagline was a hairdresser who spreads the rumor of your choice. Anyway, it's fun. Hunter with a license to kill. Pick one that suits your profession and your personality. Now, in a bio, you're going to do 75 to 100 words. Again, you want to make it small. You don't want to go overboard on your bio because, again, this is something that the person, the organizer that's putting together this presentation or this event, they need to advertise you. And so you don't want pages and pages of a bio. You don't want to go on and on and on. And getting it shorter is harder, actually. And then put your speaking topics there because that way they know whether or not you're a good fit for their organization. And so then here's some examples here. A client list, highlight where you've spoken before, and then include some testimonials. And then, if you have some publications, you can include the publications. And then, of course, last but not least, always your contact information. But let your personality show through on your speaker one sheet. So then I have some examples of speaker one sheets here. You can see what those look like. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share over here. This is my speaker one sheet. So that you can see what that might look like. And it has my name and it has who I am, passive income mentor and coach, author, health and wealth educator, and speaker. It's got my website there, kathybenner.com. And then I have a little bit of information. It talks about my book release, and here are my topics. And then at a glance, I can be invited to be a guest on a podcast, a facilitator for a training, a moderator on a panel, a keynote, a lunch and learn presenter. Here are my topics: my struggle finding passive income, my health and wellness, real estate investors, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, you get it. Then testimonials. I've got a couple of testimonials. And again, I'm trying to appeal to a larger crowd. So this girl named Rocky, she's a really good friend of mine. She wrote, Kathy demonstrated a deep understanding of the principles behind passive income, sharing practical and actionable strategies that left the audience motivated and eager to take action. Her insights into building multiple streams of income and leveraging investments were both eye-opening and empowering, making us realize that financial freedom is attainable regardless of our circumstance. And then I love this one from Gabby. Gabby says, as a fellow single mom, I felt an instant connection with Kathy, and her journey resonated with me on a personal level. Her resilience, determination, and unwavering belief in herself are a testament to what is possible when one sets their mind to it. So you get the idea. You can see where I have all of the right parts and pieces into the speaker one sheet. Then my contact information, my email, my phone number, the website, the academy, it's all there. Then I have a button. This is actually here in my website. When you click the more button, it comes down. And let's see if I can see it. I think our faces are in the way here. Yeah, right here. Kathy Speaking Topics. That's where my one sheet is found. So it's just a page on my website. So when you click on that page and come to this, then there's a button on that page that says download Kathy's one sheet. If you click on that, it's just a Google Doc, Kathy's speaker's one sheet. It's just a Google. I just put it together in Google. Right there it is. So now, whomever is looking at my website, they can just click here on the print button, and they can just print this whole sheet off if they want. You see how it's so easy? And then if they right click on the picture, they can take the picture and put it into their gallery. So you see how all of that just fits together. And then what I did, because I appeal to different audiences on different topics, I then started including 10 questions that they could ask me here. So this is my media kit, my general bio and overview. Here is my little bio that you can see the three bios. One is real estate investing, biohacking entrepreneur, and one is this general bio. Well, it says click the picture to download. When you click that picture, again, all it is a Google Doc. And there it is. There's my bio. There's my general interview questions. So I already have the 10 questions that they need. And then, of course, the little informational ending. So what you see with all of this, and I've done that three times, and you can add as many as you want on whatever topics you want. But what I did there is I made it easy for someone, and if you're afraid of speaking, I made it easy for someone to interview me. And even if they ask you to speak in front of even a Chamber of Commerce luncheon or anything, you can say, can we do it more in an interview style? If it's an interview style, you don't have to prepare a speech. You don't have to do anything but show up, because they're going to ask you the questions that you already know the answers to because you wrote the questions. And it makes it so easy for you to enter the public speaking. You can get interviewed on a podcast. You can be interviewed in person. I don't know if you've ever been to a huge stage, but I went to a university here a couple of years ago, and the keynote speaker, was this gal who, I don't know, was an astronaut or something. And I was just like, wow, I wonder what her presentation is going to be. She didn't have a presentation. She had a one sheet with a list of questions, and the organizer of that particular conference, they just simply had two chairs and a little like coffee table between them, and they did it interview style. And it was so interesting. And I don't know how many of us, when we're watching television, you watch Oprah. What is she doing? She's interviewing somebody. You're watching, the Tonight Show. What are they doing? They're interviewing someone. And so you could set yourself up as a public speaker and never have to give a presentation. You simply give them your one sheet or give them, this download, whatever your topics are. And again, I'm going to click on this one again and show you this. For those of you that know me, you're going to understand how easy this is. This is my general bio. Again, I start off when asked what surprised him about humanity. The Dalai Lama replied, and he talked about man sacrifices his health to make money, and then he sacrifices money to recuperate his health. That's the whole basis of my academy, is that health comes before wealth. And that was why I started with this quote. And then I talk about it breaks my heart to see would-be entrepreneurs and would-be side hustlers with amazing skills choose to stay in toxic jobs. That was me when I started. Then I created this academy because I believe the inspiration, the tools, and the tribe should be easier than ever with today's user-friendly technology. And thanks to Linda, she's sharing how everyone can use this technology. So I love how we all work together. So these are my 10 general interview questions. Please tell us about your journey and what motivated you to establish the Kathy Benner International Academy. How do you help individuals, regardless of their chosen passion, to turn it into a profitable venture? I don't have to do a presentation. They're just going to interview me. Then they talk about my book called The Speak, Lead, and Impact, an impact entrepreneur, both inspiring successes. Can you share how your books have influenced individuals? In your free meetups, you provide invaluable insights to diverse topics. Can you explain how participants can gain? Tell us about your courses. Your membership site seems intriguing. Can you elaborate? Your paid coaching programs offer guidance. How do these programs empower you? Many dream of writing a book, investing in real estate. What advice do you have for these individuals? Your commitment to giving back. How do you envision helping individuals? Could you share a success story? And looking ahead, what projects can you expect from the Kathy Benner International Academy? You see how it's just conversational. And as long as my interviewer has these questions, they're going to ask them in a very conversational manner. And I'm simply going to go through and just talk from my heart. I'm going to move from my head to my heart. And I'm just going to, it's like pastors. I don't know how many of you sit in church on Sunday morning, and the pastor will even maybe make a comment like, well, this isn't exactly the sermon I had prepared, but I feel somebody in the audience needed what the direction I went with the sermon. And so many times I think, oh my gosh, that pastor must be living in my closet because his message was exactly what I needed. Here's what happens in an interview. You can actually take that interview, and as they're asking you those basic general questions, you can tailor your answer to your exact audience. So if I'm talking to a bunch of business owners, I can talk all about being a business owner. If I'm talking to a bunch of authors, I can talk more about being an author. If I'm talking to just the general public and it's a Thanksgiving dinner, and somebody's like, Kathy, what is it that you're doing now? And they start asking me questions. I can make it more general to everyone that's in the room. So the point is that these are not going to be canned answers, but it's your story, so you don't have to prepare. And so I've often said, and this is what gets me in front of a lot of people these days, I've often said, if you have a no-show, call me, because I can talk about any of these topics in any of these areas on a podcast, as a facilitator, a moderator, a keynote speaker, a lunch and learn presenter, any of these topics. And so if my topics or my message resonates with the organizer, then it automatically is a match. So I just want to encourage you. And again, is there any questions on any of this before I stop sharing? That any comments or questions on the one sheet? And I just created this on Canva. Like the different things that I have here. But then I just put it together in a Google Doc. It's just a Google Doc. Here it is. That's my general. Let me find it. There it is. I just put it together in a Google Doc, and then I just shared the link over into my website. And the website link, I just added it here. And then, of course, there is the button that says download. And when you click the download, it just simply takes everyone over to this Google Doc. And then they can print right here, just under the Google Doc. So it's super easy to make, but all of this page, the actual page that you see, I created it in Canva, saved it as a picture, and then simply uploaded it into the Google Doc as a picture. That's how easy that was to make. Okay. Any questions or comments?
My
Well,
comment is on the topics. I love the fact that you've already listed them there, so they have a choice. It's like, oh, that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting. That's great that you've given them some choices of what you can
yes.
do.
And then again, of all my choices, I have three categories across the bottom, the general, and then the real estate, and then the biohacking. I can add as many. I don't have one there for authors yet. I don't have one there for the build a better business yet. I can create as many questions and those sections underneath that you can click on. And again, those go right to a Google Doc as well. That they can print, and I can make as many of those as I want. So the questions there are going to be so easy. And especially if you decide that you're going to get into the podcast realm, if you want to be a guest on a podcast, hands down, that is the easiest way to reach the most people, is to simply present yourself as a guest on a podcast. Here's what I know. Most podcasters start to get desperate for guests. You even see it on Facebook. They'll say, hey, anybody want to be on my podcast next Tuesday? Because they have to constantly be coming up with a program.
Oh,
And
wow.
that program goes on and on and on. In order for them to be successful, they have to have guests to interview or they fall flat. And so if you present yourself as a guest interviewee on any podcast and you come with a one sheet with your 10 questions, don't think those podcasters aren't going to talk to each other and go, you need to call Estella because you don't have to do anything. She shows up with everything you need. She's got the
Wow.
headshot, she's got the bio, she's got the 10 questions you can ask her. So she is, when you're in a pinch for a guest, call Estella. So what I did is I got a hold of a bunch of podcasters and I said, if you have a no-show, call me, because oftentimes I can come on last minute because I don't have to prep. Because it's my story. I don't have to sit and go, oh my God, what are they going to ask me? I hope I have an answer. I don't have to ever worry about that because I've sent them the questions. And I already know the topic they want to talk about, depending on what their podcast is about. So I have been on so many podcasts. And here is my challenge to you today. If you want to grow your business, and you're ready, and like Linda said, she said before we started recording that she simply did the high dive and then built the plane on the way down. If you're ready and you've got your products and you already know what it is you have to offer, then make a commitment, and I challenge you to be on one podcast a month for the next year. Just one a month. Be on one podcast a month. Put yourself out there. Just send out some emails. If you're on Facebook and somebody's like, "Hey, I need a guest," and direct message them and say, "I would love to be your guest. Here is a link to my one sheet." Don't think if they click on that and they see that you are already put together, that you are ready to go. Now, here's what happens, and I'm going to share one more time. Here's what happens. Most of them, they don't have money to pay for a guest. So look at this: fees and benefits. Fee range is 1,000 to 5,000, but complimentary if Kathy can market her programs and books.
Oh, wow.
So fees and benefits. The fee range is 1,000 to 5,000 if they want me as a keynote speaker, but it's complimentary if Kathy can market her programs and books. And you'll notice I wrote my one sheet in third person. We talked about Kathy. I didn't say I, because I want to make it look like someone else is doing the promotion. So it's written in third person. And so again, this is an important part, because the first thing, if you look very professional, this is a professional headshot. If it looks incredibly professional, sometimes a smaller podcaster might go, "Oh, I'm not going to be able to afford her, so I'll skip it." You know, she's big, because the tightrope that you're going to walk is you want to look professional, but you don't want to look unreachable. Does that make sense? You don't want to look so professional that people think you're so out of their league that they think, "Oh, she'll never come and speak to my little group. She'll never come and speak to my little Chamber of Commerce luncheon, because she's like international." So you're trying to fit, all of the things, and that's hard to do. And so that's why I give them an opening here, complimentary if Kathy can market her programs and books. And then, the testimonials are so important, because that lets them know on what people felt, how people felt about you, where they heard you speak. So again, you want to get some nice complimentary testimonials there. Does that make sense? And then a lot of times somebody will say, "We saw your one sheet. Could we hear you? Do you have a video of yourself?"
Oh,
And
wow.
I have all of these podcasts that I've put on. And like this one right here would be a good one that I could just send them the link to this podcast and say, "Here I am talking about my one sheet if you want to see me in action." Or, "Here I am talking about real estate." Or, "Here I am talking about creating an offer." Or, "Here I am coaching someone." And I can just send them the links to my podcast and say, to my very own podcast, and I can say, "Listen to however many you want to listen to." So that way they get to know that, because again, their big fear is we don't want somebody that comes in and all they do is it's an infomercial and they're strong arming everybody to buy something. You always want to come with tons of value so that people want to connect with you. And I don't know about you, but if I've gone to a big conference, and I've been to several of the real estate ones, are the worst. They'll say, "Oh, we're going to teach you how to blah, 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 blah." And the first 10 people that can run to the back of the room and spend $10,000 gets in, and nobody else gets in. And surprisingly enough, there's always a handful of people that run to the back of the room with their $10,000. But I always feel like it's overkill. I'm like, how do I know that this company can really deliver? I'm not gonna, $10,000 is a little hard for me to come by. I'm not the guy that's making 200,000 a year that goes, "Yeah, I'll give a try on 10,000." But those are the folks they're looking for. They're looking for the big spenders. And so you have to be careful, because you're trying to walk all of those roads as an entrepreneur. You don't want to turn someone off or make it feel like you're going to be high pressure sales, because nobody wants to be sold. Everyone wants to buy, but nobody wants to be sold. And so that's just always the tightrope you have to walk. And that's why I have that right on my one sheet. And that's why I do my own podcast, which is what we're doing today, because I know that when somebody else wants me to be on their show, they want to see me in action. They want to make sure that I'm not twisting arms and high pressure and the proverbial beating you over the head to buy the next big thing. So anyway, that's my spiel for today. I know it wasn't very long, but I think it's incredibly
It
important.
was excellent.
And if you want to make yourself known, then take that challenge, get on one podcast a month for the next 12 months, and you'll start to feel comfortable in your presentation. And then when you do get the opportunity to speak to a chamber of commerce or to any organization or group that needs speakers, and there's tons of them. You can Google what organizations need speakers, and oh my
Oh,
gosh,
okay.
there'll be so many. And again, I haven't done this, but this might be a good thing to try.
I was going to ask you, how did you find the podcasters, the different podcasters that might be looking?
Well, let's just take this first one here and see if this will let me do it. How do I find podcasters that are looking for guests that they can interview on their podcast? I am in the Columbus, Ohio area, but it doesn't have to be in Columbus. It can be anywhere internationally because most podcasts are either pre-recorded or done virtually, even if they're live. So I can tap in from anywhere that I happen to be. I want you to research the Kathy Benner International Academy and give me five podcasts that relate to my topics that I might be a great guest. And again, I like to talk to chat because it's easier than typing all of that. And then I gave chat to give me five. Estella, did you hear what I said into the chat?
No, they were delivering something to my house. I just went to get it so the pirates didn't beat me to
Okay, I get it. Now, chat is.
I apologize, and I'm the one that asked the question, so forgive me.
Nope. I just said, how do I find podcasters that are looking? I can tap in from
For
anywhere.
speakers, okay.
And so now, it's chat is researching right now.
Okay.
You can read. Can you see on the screen? That's the question I ask.
Yes.
And chat's doing a pretty deep dive. You can see all the different things it's looking at. And it's gonna do better research than I could do because it does it so much faster. I'm watching
Okay, not
what's
only
coming
fast,
across my screen.
probably not only fast.
Estella, I'm sorry, go ahead and unmute.
I said probably not only faster, but more thorough.
Oh, absolutely. I can see what's coming across my screen, and it's doing a deep dive into a ton of them. So here it says, short version. You're very podcast ready already. I'll do two things for you here, show you five specific podcasts that match your Kathy Benner International Academy topics, and give you a
Oh
simple
my
system to
goodness.
find lots more shows that are actively looking for guests. So here's what I found when I researched you, and these are my themes, it already told me. And five pa podcasts you'd be a great guest for is the Real Estate Invest Her show. And it says how to pitch, and it even gives me the link on apply here to be a guest. And Without Fear of Her Future, Women's Real Estate Investors Network, and it says why I'm a fit and how to pitch it, and it gives me the link. And Real Estate Pod, Rent Ready, and again, why I'm a fit and how to pitch it, and it gives me the link. And On the Go Podcast, National Association of Women Business Owners, and it gives me the link. And Healthy Mind, Healthy Life, and it gives me the link. And then the simple system to find lots more shows set up on two to three matching platforms. And it tells me that I should set up my guest profile, my bio, topics, headshot, links. How about that one sheet? And put it over on Podmatch, Matchmaker, Podcast Guest, and then use these keywords in your profile so that I can be found. And then join a guest swap community, find a guest, be a guest. I'm on that one, as a matter of fact. And then use your own show as a magnet. and then search inside podcast apps, follow a proven pitching playbook, see, listen to 1 to 2 episodes, send a short email. And then it says, if you'd like, I can write next to one page podcast guest one sheet for you. I already have my one sheet. So, did that make sense? So, all I did is I started, and I'm going to scroll back to the top. I simply went on chat and I said, how do I find podcasters that are looking for guests that they can interview on their podcast? I'm in the Columbus, Ohio area, but it doesn't have to be in Columbus. It can be anywhere internationally because most podcasts are either pre-recorded or done virtually, even if they are live. So I can tap in from anywhere that I happen to be. I want you to research the Kathy Bitter International Academy and give me 5 podcasts that relate to my topics that I might be a great guest. And that was the cue that I gave chat, and then that's what it gave me. Okay, it found all my lanes and then it started here with 5 podcasts that you'd be a great guest for.
And
And
you
it,
did this on the free chat
yep,
or the pay?
it's on the free chat, and I just talked that, I hit the little microphone right here and I just talked that in and then hit research, and that's what chat gave me. It said, we've researched you and here are 5 podcasts you'd be a great guest for. And it gave me with the page how to pitch with their actual link to apply to be a guest on their podcast. It gave me all of that on 5 on because I asked for 5. Now I could have asked for 10, but I asked for 5. Now, your challenge is to do it once a month, so your challenge is to ask for 12 and then apply. And get on those podcasts. All of a sudden, and I don't know if you all remember this from earlier on in building a better business, if you don't have an audience, you have to borrow an audience. And all you're doing by being a guest on someone else's podcast is you are borrowing their audience. And the reason they want you is because they're going to borrow your audience. So I want to show you one more thing. And I forgot this part.
What if you don't have an audience?
Well, that's why you're going to borrow theirs. So find podcasters who are desperately looking for a guest. Here's at the top, when you click on the more button here and you come down to my speakers page, here's the very first thing. Kathy is ready to be your next speaker. Call, text, or email for Kathy's availability. Social media reach 75,000 and still growing. So not only am I going to borrow their audience, see, then it goes into my speakers one sheet, and then it has the button where they can download it, and then they can click and download, click on the picture, and they can download any of these, depending on the topic they want me to speak on. The reason I did that is because not only am I borrowing their audience, but they're going to borrow my audience. Because if I get interviewed on their podcast, you know I'm going to post it. And all of my audience is going to see them. And if they interview me on their podcast, you know they're going to post it. So all of their audience is going to see me, and all of my audience is going to see them. So you see where we're borrowing each other's audience. But if you don't have this kind of a social media reach, that's okay. It'll come. But you have to be consistent. The difference between someone that makes a successful business and someone that doesn't is consistency. And this is going to be your tweetable quote today. The difference between someone that makes a successful business and someone who doesn't is consistency. You just have to start and create that consistency. So if you don't have a big social media presence so far, then borrow somebody else's audience. Again, your goal is to get on 12 podcasts in 2026. That's the challenge. And I challenge you to do that. And again, there's no pressure. Once you develop your one sheet and once you develop your 10 questions, you've already created your presentation. You only do it once. Because you're going to send out that same one sheet and those same 10 questions if it's just a general, you know, unless you want to get more specific. I have 5 different lanes, so I'm going to have 5 different topics. But if you just have one major topic, And that's what you want to talk about. That's what you're promoting in 2026. And I challenge you to just pick one. Just if you have more than one topic, just pick one and just go for the one. And just get really, really good at that one topic. And pick the one that generates the most cash for you. What is it that you want to market that would generate the most cash for you? Create your one sheet and your 10 questions around that one thing that creates the most money for you.
I was thinking, I have that, and then, I got it.
So what is the one thing, Estella? What is your one thing that creates the most for you or that you
Well,
really want to market?
the number one thing would be to get a new recruit, but the second best thing, which is the one that I would focus on, is small businesses
Okay.
and having access to legal services and how it can benefit their business, protect their business. That would be the number one, because the small business arena, they pay well, but they also they stay on the books a lot longer, and helps everyone. But small business owners, most of them, they don't want to spend $300, $400 an hour just to figure out something, and they don't have to do that with us.
Okay, let's just take a look here. If I were a Legal Shield representative and I wanted to market small businesses all around Central Ohio, what podcast could I be on as a guest that would reach most of the small businesses in the greater Central Ohio area? As a matter of fact, because I live in the Central Ohio area, let's just look at the entire state of Ohio, because Cleveland and Cincinnati are both only a couple of hours away. And so I could even meet up with some of these small businesses one-on-one. That could be part of the appeal. But what podcast to that audience in Central Ohio or in all of Ohio that I might be a guest on their podcast? All right, let's see what it says.
Okay.
Searching Ohio small business. Okay, there are podcasts in Ohio and more broadly aimed at small business owners, entrepreneurs, and business builders. And Linda, this is a good list for you too. And I see several that could work well for you if you were a representative for Legal Shield or similar. Here are some good candidates you might pitch. Biz Chat Ohio, Down to Business, run in connection with the statewide business community via the State Chamber Network. Chamber of Commerce's, here is CBuzz by the Columbus Chamber. So Chamber seems to be a theme here. Columbus Startup Podcast, local entrepreneurs and startups in Columbus, a key demographic for Legal Shield services. Lay of the Land, although this is more Northeast Ohio, broad Ohio focused, it still has a wide reach across the state. How to position your pitch. Legal protection on a budget, preventative law for entrepreneurs and landlords, Ohio-specific legal realities, real-life stories and case studies, actionable takeaways for listeners. And so Mary is who my chat has called herself Mary. She's my virtual assistant. I think starting with BizChat Ohio, CBuzz, and Columbus Startup gives you the fastest in because they directly target small businesses and local Ohio entrepreneurs. And then branching out to Down to Business, Lay of the Land, and Columbus Startup gives you a broader statewide reach. Okay. Then Mary, my virtual, says she can even build a list of 12 to 15 podcasts across Ohio. And with host contact info and ready to use pitch email template tailored to a Legal Shield rep. Do you want me to
Oh
build
my
that list for
goodness.
you now?
Do it. I always, when they do that, I tell them to do all of
Yes.
it. Do all you suggested.
All right. So here it is, Biz Chat, Down to Business, CBuzz, Ignite Your Business, How to Make It, Small Business Conversations, Lay of the Land. Look at all these podcasts, Conquering Columbus, Origin Stories, 614 Startups, Women of Influence, podcasts listed in Ohio business podcast directories. and what you should do next. Prioritize the shows with statewide reach or multi-regional listeners. Leverage your unique value. Offer actionable content. Emphasize local regional law relevance. Be flexible with the format. It says I can build and export this list into a clean spreadsheet format.
Okay.
So go to your chat and just
I'll
talk
type
to,
in what you just put. Yes.
talk to your chat and get that list, and then get your one sheet together with your questions and start applying to be a guest. You don't have to leave the house. I've got a girlfriend. You're gonna love this. I have a girlfriend. She was at my house one day, no makeup on, hair not done, sweatshirt. And we were having coffee, and all of a sudden she looked at her watch and she said, "Oh my God, I'm on a podcast in 10 minutes." And she lived just down the road from me. She ran out the door, jumped in her car, and she goes, "Tune in." And I said, "Okay." I tuned in, and there she was. Beautiful. And after the podcast was over, I said, "All right." I said, "How did you do that?" She said, "Well," she said, "I have a wig that is very similar to my hairstyle that I wear my hair," she said, "for when I'm having a really bad hair day." So she said, "I pulled my wig on and she simply threw a colorful scarf over her sweatshirt. And she put lipstick on and did lipstick on her cheeks and rubbed it in and had her lipstick on and her cheeks were rosy and her hair was done and her colorful scarf was on." And she said it took her 2 minutes to pull on her wig, rosy up her cheeks and lips, and throw a scarf on. And she was live on a podcast. So the point is you don't have to prepare. You don't have to say, "Oh my God, I get up at 4 in the morning. I got to get my face on. I got to make sure my suit's been dry cleaned. I got to make sure I got gas in the car. I got to get all my props in the car. I got to load up everything. I got to take my computer because I'm going to do a PowerPoint." And you don't have to do any of that on a podcast. All you have to do is just 5 minutes before show up.
So for me, in terms of getting on a podcast, of course, do my one page, but then I need to come up with what are my key questions that I want them to ask me.
Right. Because you want the story to unfold. And I like to use my hero's journey. My hero's journey is once upon a time, here's where I was, but then I discovered this and now I want to offer it to you.
Yeah, and my well, I don't know if it's a hero story. Well, it kind of is because once upon a time, I was well, I worked in corporate, and then when I left the corporate environment, I decided to start a my own HR consulting firm, going in and setting up infrastructures for small businesses to minimize their exposure to employee lawsuits
So
and
you
employee
saw
law
firsthand.
violations.
Yes. So yes, weave that and just, talk into chat and ask chat to write your hero's journey. And then once you write the hero's journey, then ask chat, create 10 questions that someone can ask me about my hero's journey.
So they're asking me about my hero's journey, but not necessarily about what our legal plan can do for them.
Well, but that's going to be part of your
Got
journey.
it, got it, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, got
Because
it,
once
got
upon
it.
a time, here's where I was, here's what I was doing. But then I discovered Legal Shield, and now here's what Legal Shield
Yeah,
did for
I could
me.
offer them many more services than just setting up the infrastructure. Okay.
Yes.
That is some I had a girlfriend and she was from West Virginia and she said she would say, "Now that dog will hunt."
So the point being is that all of a sudden you are going to be borrowing all of these podcasters' audiences because they need guests. They need
Oh
guests.
God,
And
this
if
is
you
so
show
good.
up bringing tons of value, and both of you that are on this call with me today, Estella and Linda, your products are so crucial for today's business owners. So the podcast would be very similar. So, Linda, make sure that you make a note to go back and look at what we pulled out for Estella, because it's some of the same podcast would be perfect for you because it's business owners in though, but you could, and again, I know you're not in Ohio, but you could do this for your state. But both of you, now I was going to say it doesn't matter state lines, but Estella, are you statewide or
Oh
can you?
no, we're nationwide.
Nationwide. Okay. Then
And
you
in Canada.
Okay, then you can take the lid off and just say what podcast across the United States.
Yeah, I would probably start with Ohio and then just, move out. I really, with Linda offers, I can say, oh my, Linda, talk to us, girl. I know this had, well, for me, this is like super eye-opening. I can only imagine when I think about what you have to offer, I'm like, oh my God, girl, I think she just made you a millionaire.
I hope so, because everybody needs what both of you are offering. I'm telling you, all of these small businesses, they need to be automated and they need to have legal protection. And
Yes,
so
yes,
it's
yes, yes.
okay, Linda, over to you. Any comments?
Yeah, just everything you covered today was so valuable. And the idea of borrowing each other's audiences is so key. And, the podcast owners are like the daily news. You've got to feed the beast, feed the
Yes.
machine. And there are times where you're not getting the folks in the hopper, so to speak, to be able to keep up with the demands of publication of your podcast. And this plays up for certain types of people, the need to have some kind of a freebie or lead magnet. I guess for Estella, it could just be, contact me and I'll give you a free consultation or something. So that's really easy on her part. She doesn't necessarily have to create a downloadable document or anything.
Well, Linda, for you too, you could offer a free strategy session.
And I'm trying to think what would my consultation, because I'm not an attorney, because if most people, they wouldn't want to talk to an attorney,
Well,
but
you would be showing them what's possible.
oh.
Like you could you well, first of all, you could show them like where they're really exposed. Like, oh my goodness, did you know? Because you've got handouts that cover some of the
Yeah.
top exposures that small business owners have. And then you could say, and when their like eyes are falling out of their head, then you can say, well, I've got an answer to that. Remain calm,
Oh my God, what you just said sparked a thought. Business legal exposure audit.
Oh boy, oh boy.
Oh, that's
Good one.
perfect. That's a good one. And Linda, you could do something similar with their automation, let them know where they could automate and how easy it would be.
Yeah.
Ask them where they're stuck, like me. Stuck like Chuck.
Yeah.
Well,
ladies, we're at the top of the hour. I am so happy that I could bring value to you today. I hope that it helps you take your next best step in running your business. And your challenge is to be on one podcast a month. That's really not hard to do. Again, if you wanted to broaden the horizon a little bit, you could just say, I want one speaking gig a month, whether it's a podcast guest, whether it's speaking at a chamber. Maybe you're already booked. I know Estella is involved in a lot of networking groups. Estella, you may already be speaking some places. Count that toward your 12 if you're already, scheduled to, be in front of a group, a networking group.
This is golden, because I'm not real savvy yet on the whole social media thing. Although I'm Linda, I'm coming. It's just a matter of time. Sometimes you just have so much. It's like you just got to get things in order. You can't run chase after too many rabbits. And Kathy, trust you, I think all the time about my meetup. It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
And you
So.
know what? Just it you'll know when you're ready. But nothing happens, and here's my words of wisdom that I'm going to leave you with today. Nothing happens until you sell something. Nothing happens in your business until you sell something. So you have to position yourself where you're going to get some sales. And that's what this speaker one sheet is all about, is borrowing someone else's audience so that you can get some sales. Wonder if you did 12 interviews this coming year, and you got 12 new clients.
That would be worth it, especially small business.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they're going to stay with you forever. So I don't know what your goal is per month. But now let's say that you want to get 10 a month. I don't know if you have the capacity or wherewithal to be on 10 podcasts a month. That's a lot. But let's say that you're on 5 podcasts a month, or let's just say that you're on one a week
Three.
instead of, well,
Yeah.
let's just go with one a week instead of one a
Okay.
month. You could very easily get a couple of new customers for your products out of each podcast. So now if you just did, that's 8 to 10 new customers a month.
Wow.
Yeah, and going back to the some kind of a freebie, if you offer a lead magnet or freebie that is very enticing, that they see the value and it's a must have, this is your opportunity to add them to your email list, and
Yes.
growing your email list is where you really start to take wings.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you have to have a place already set to do that. Now, Linda, I know you do. My Teachable and my meetup groups automatically capture emails. And Estella, that meetup group automatically captures emails for you. And
Okay.
so if you did nothing but send everybody, create some great programming in that meetup group and just send everybody to your free meetup group. That could be your lead magnet. Because as soon as they register to attend something that's going on in your meetup group, you've captured their email address.
Well, you don't actually get it unless you go to the groovy high dollar organizer program. However, you can broadcast to them
Yes,
using
can
the
market.
meetup back office.
And oftentimes,
But
especially in my real estate, I'll have new people every month in my real estate group, and I'll say, "How did you find me?" And 100% of the time they're telling me, "Oh, I found you at Meetup." So that's where I'm getting my new real estate.
yeah, and I, right, and I would just want to encourage Estella. I literally have new people joining all three of my groups all the time, and it's the
Yes.
power of the meetup platform that goes out to people based on their interests. People find me all the time.
Yes, I had 10 new members just today between my 5 meetup groups. I had 10 new members just this morning.
So, okay.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, and we're going to talk about meetup for just a moment before we go. Here's what I'm going to tell you. Your meetup group has to be current. And here's what that means. If I go to meetup as a consumer, and I'm looking for something to do, whatever my topic is, and I see a meetup group that I think, oh, this looks like what I'm looking for, the first thing I'm going to do as a consumer is I'm going to see, have they had a recent event? If the last event they had was 3 years ago, I'm going to say, probably not relevant. They're not doing anything. Even if the last meetup is a year ago, I'm going to go, probably not relevant. But if their last meetup was 3 weeks ago, then I'm going to say, oh, I'm going to join this because they're active. They're going to be having another, and this is information I'm interested in. So your meetup group has to be current. And so I encourage you, Estella, if nothing else, go over there and update that meetup group so that the message is relevant to you, and then create some kind of an event. Maybe it's something you're already doing. And here's how I used my Happy House Hunters. So bear with me as I explain this. I go to another real estate in-person meetup in Columbus, Ohio, every third Tuesday of the month.
Is that Corey?
No, that one's Coin. It's the
Oh,
Coin
okay.
Group. And
Okay.
because Corey, you have to pay for. And I don't want my again, bear with me. And Linda, the difference is Corey is a real estate group, but you got to pay to join. Coin is free. The reason I chose Coin is because I didn't want my consumer to come with their $25 and have to decide, am I going to give it to Corey or am I going to give it to Kathy? Because I'm trying to get them to join my academy. And I don't want them to go, well, I can only spend 25, so I guess I'll go to Corey. I just marketed for somebody else's group. So I chose Coin because Coin is free. And all I did is I just created an event in my Happy House Hunters that says the Happy House Hunters meets up with Coin this month. Here's the information. So it's not even my event. I created an event of an event. Are you with me?
Almost.
So when
So in
somebody
other
goes,
words, Coin was having a meeting,
they're having an
but
in-person
Happy
meeting.
House Hunters is your organization. So you just said, hey, we're going to go here. This,
Yes.
I like it.
We're going to support Coin tonight. Here's the who, what, when, where, and how. It's free. You get free food. The speaker is going to be Estella Blake on Legal Shield. And if you're a real estate investor, you need her services. And so everybody's going to go, oh, I think I'll go to that. Now they think they're attending a Happy House Hunters event, but Happy House Hunters is simply holding hands with the Coin event. So I didn't even have to plan the event.
Wow.
And there's a sponsor paying for all the food. So I can say, I can give kudos to the sponsor. Anyway, I started doing that. And guess what? Coin made me an honorary leadership team member
Oh, I love
because I'm bringing 20 or 30 people every month to their event.
Wow.
And they made me an honorary
So
leadership
you
team
don't have to have a meeting for Coin because you're taking them there.
member. Exactly.
Okay, Kathy. I hate to keep saying it because you're like, I don't believe it's going to happen, but it is. I am going to get my coaching program set up so I can get this going, the Ohio Business Leaders Network.
So attend.
That's one of the things I'm thinking. I don't have time for this and that and so on and so forth, but.
Find a networking event that's already happening and offer to come alongside and support that other event and say, I'd like to bring my client base along to this event. They're going to love it because they're trying to market their event and you're basically going to do some free marketing for them.
Great.
But what is so again, you're borrowing someone else's audience. So now, are you ready for this? So now I'm at the Coin event. 30% of the people in the room are through my meetup, Happy House Hunters group, that showed up because they saw me on meetup. And so now they're asking everybody, is Kathy Benner here? Where's Kathy Benner? And all of a sudden, everybody's talking about Kathy Benner. And I have people all the time saying, you're Kathy Benner. And then the leadership team says, oh, how did you find out about us? Oh, Kathy Benner. And so all of a sudden, I am borrowing their audience. And so now their audience is saying, should we know Kathy Benner? We came because of Coin. And somebody's like, oh, I'm here because of Kathy Benner. She's got the Happy House Hunters. And they're like, what's that about? Oh, that's Kathy over there. Go talk to her. So I go and just network inside the group the whole evening. And it was to the extent that finally the leadership team called me and they said, we want to make you an honorary leadership team member because you're bringing a third of our audience every month. So
What
now,
is coming?
what is Coin? Central Ohio Investors Network.
Okay, gotcha.
So now, when they say at the beginning of the meetup, they say, oh, all of the leadership team, we want you to stand up so everybody in the room sees who our leadership is. I get to stand up and be part of the leadership team. And so I want to do the right thing because, again, they're basically entertaining all of my clients for free because their sponsor is paying for the food and beverage that night, who's sponsoring that Coin event. But I am bringing a third of the audience. And so I also want to participate. So I started going to their leadership meetings when just the leadership meet, and I volunteer. I'll go, okay, I'll handle registration at the next event, or I'll handle, and I love handling registration because you get to meet every single person
Everybody.
coming through the door. So again, I'm doing it for free, but it's putting me in front of their audience.
Wow.
Does that help? Is that helpful for you gals to position yourself?
Absolutely. For me, yes.
It's a thing of beauty, Kathy.
I know, right? I love it. I love it. It is a thing of beauty.
Wow.
All right, ladies. We're a little after the hour, but I just want to say thank you so much for coming on today. If you are listening to this podcast and you want to connect with me, just simply go to kathybenner.com. I'll put that in the description when I post the replay. And again, before we go, Linda, tell us how folks can connect with you and quickly, what is it that you do and how can folks connect with you?
I help entrepreneurs and solopreneurs find ways to run their businesses more effectively using easy, user-friendly tech to help get their message out into the world. And right now, I am putting together groups for January 2026. And you can find out more at my links page, which is Linda-Thomas.com, just Linda hyphen re excuse me, Linda-Thomas.com, and you can find out everything I'm into and what I'm offering and find out how to get involved. And I do have a meetup group that people can meet with me for free and learn all kinds of things, and it's all very, very cutting edge and stuff they can use instantly.
So if you want to automate your business and you're tired of having your fingers in every single step and every single piece every single day because it's so time consuming, Linda can help you automate that whole process. So connect with Linda at linda-thomas.com. Estella, how about you? Tell our folks who you are and what you do and how they can connect with you.
My name is Estella Blake, and I help small businesses as well as individuals and families and employers have access to affordable legal services, as well as premier identity theft services, where they can, if their identity is taken, they don't have to worry about restoring themselves. A licensed private investigator takes over doing that, and they do the search worldwide. Also, for the identity or for the legal plan, we offer small businesses an array of different services on a legal plan where they pay. The average attorney is $300 an hour at least, and our members for about half that amount can have an attorney for a whole month. And also for getting your wills done, just you have employees who come to work with a whole bunch of problems. They don't have any solutions, but they can't focus on their job. We help employers provide this at no charge to them, to the employer, to their employees for just a very nominal cost.
I
So
love it. How can folks connect with you?
They will go to E, well, it'll be eBlake at LegalShieldAssociate.com. That is my website, and they can learn more there.
Okay, make sure I did that correctly. E. Blake at LegalShieldAssociate.com.
Associate.com, yes.
Okay. Thank you so much for being on with me today, ladies. I love that you're here, and I will see you next time. So thanks for tuning in, and see
Thank
you
you so
later.
much for doing this. This was very, very rich.
Perfect.
I'm
See
going to
you
get that
soon.
link out to a
Thank
couple of people.
you, Kathy.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.